Beth Slidy is the superintendent of the fastest-growing, largest school district in North Dakota, that'd be West Fargo Schools, and joins us today to talk a little bit about the back-to-school program that has been approved by the West Fargo School Board and being implemented as we speak. Beth, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Tell me exactly what your plan is here. I know that this has been incredible. When you go way back to when we first heard the term COVID, and what schools had to do rather quickly, and then the summer, and when are we coming back, and all the uncertainty. So it's been a challenging time for everybody, and I know how hard you and your team work, and how challenging this is for parents and the students and everybody else. So we sometimes need to just step back and think a little bit about what we've all been through and seen happen. And I think there's going to be a lot of people happen when, you know, we get a little closer to normal. So what's that going to look like to start with at the West Fargo School District?
Well, we initially got the guidance on July 14th from the governor. And since that time, we put together, I would say it's a very strong, comprehensive plan to ensure that students can come back to school in a hybrid model, and that we're able to provide for physical distancing in most cases and keep our students and staff safe. So the model has an A-B day model, which would be students whose last names begin with A through K would come 2 days a week, and then L through Z would come 2 days a week. And we're doing that in a Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday is going to be a heavy cleaning day and an intervention day, and then provide for staff professional development. And they'll also be doing the online learning modules with their students on those Wednesdays, and then the next group would come on Thursday and Friday. So the real reason we're doing that, Scott, is so that we can get our students back in school. They've been out for 5 months. Get those protocols in place, you know, how we're going to wear our masks, hand washing, protocols for entering the school, exiting the school, how we'll do business in the hallways, the lunchroom, and those areas, and really get a chance to train the students up really well, get the staff comfortable, so that once we have all of those pieces in place, and as we watch the numbers decline in our community, we can bring our students back full-time safely.
The timeline, I mean, is there a timeline? Is it possible to do a timeline? Are there benchmarks to say, well, we get to, you know, a certain amount of cases, or, how do you decide when you go back to 5 days a week, for instance?
Well, we're currently, as part of the plan, we are required to partner with our area healthcare providers and Fargo-Cass Public Health. And so weekly, we're doing this on Tuesday morning. We're bringing in folks from both Essentia and from Fargo-Cass Public Health, as well as our school board president and our executive team and our lead nurse. And we're analyzing the data. And so we're really looking at data at the state level, the county level, just within our community, and then we're looking at each individual school in our district, because we know that the state could move to be yellow. We're really, really close as a state because the cases are rising in other parts of the state, but Cass County itself is looking a lot stronger. We're looking at the percent positivity rate, the hospitalization rates in our community, as well as like the available beds, the ventilators that are still needed, and then our 14-day case rate per 10,000 people in Cass County. And we're right now trying to determine, okay, what is that number? When we look at all of these pieces, we're not looking at one piece of data. And when can we bring these children back safely? So that was our task last Tuesday was, we need recommendations from the healthcare providers and from Fargo-Cass Public Health as to what that number would look like. But I would really like an opportunity for our staff to show the students and the students to feel safe, that everybody can see we can do this. We can do this. This is something that it's going to take some practice, routines, training, education, but I think we can get our students back safely, and that's our goal.
So, you know, when you look at any of the numbers related to coronavirus everywhere, the amount of, school-aged children that are impacted is, you know, I think I saw one study that said the amount of cases, like even in the hundreds nationwide. I mean, it's just a small number of the overall percentage. Is the bigger concern that there's a risk to teachers who obviously would be older, might have underlying health conditions? I mean, if you had to say the number one reason we have to be at 2 days to start rather than 5 days? Would it be the health of the teachers versus the students?
I would say that it's the health, the students, although that they are likely not to become really ill with it, or to, you know, die from COVID-19. The issue is that they are carriers of it, and it's not just the teachers, it's their families as well. So when we bring them into an environment of, say, 25 to 30 in a classroom, and a teacher or a student becomes infected with the virus, if we're not physical distancing, it is most likely that those students are going to be considered close contact, and all their parents and their grandparents, their child care providers, all of those people then now are at risk. So no one has been able to assure us that children carry the virus and transmit it at a lesser rate. So it is our staff, but it's also our children's families and all they come in contact with. So it's really the whole community that is put at risk if we do not physical distance.
That makes sense. The CDC came out with a number this week that 25.5% of Americans age 18 to 24, that's one in four, obviously, seriously considered suicide in the past 30 days. 16% of age 25 to 44. But so young people, this is a high number. I don't have to tell you about risky behavior amongst kids and about depression and issues, because you've led the conversation on these things in this region and metro. Do you think that's something that is a product of what we've been through in the past, and that no interaction now at least will be replaced by some interaction, that number should come down?
I'm very concerned about the mental health of our children, but also of our teachers. I think that the isolation, we are social being, and we long to be cared for and to be interacting, engaged. And I we have children who, believe it or not, don't have phones, and congratulations to their parents. So last spring, the only interaction they really had was what was happening online with their teacher on a very limited basis. So we know that it'll be critical to get our children into school these 2 days and to build relationships immediately, because getting them back and feeling connected to their peers and to their teachers is going to be critical. So the mental health piece of this is huge. We've made some gains with the tele services for connecting with the children that need those services, but I'm hoping that it's when you're trying to figure, when you're trying to make these decisions, you know that every action is going to have an unintended consequence, and you try to weigh what is the lesser of the evils. But right now, our goal is to get them in there. We could say, oh, this is terrible, we can only come back 2 days a week, or we could reframe that and say, we weren't in school at all last year, we get to come back 2 days, and we're going to make the best of those 2 days. And if we do this really, really well, it'll be sooner than later that we have everybody back full time.
Yeah, and I hope in the meantime we can get some I don't know if a science, a test, a research thing, anything on children and caring, because when you talk about them being carriers, that makes sense that there would need to be these precautions. But it'd be nice to have some definitive science on that. I know we don't know everything we need to know about COVID-19, but I'd love to know, is that the case? Where, how do we know that? Are we assuming that? But, you know, more and more as we get further into this, we obviously know a little bit more. Beth, appreciate your, update on West Fargo schools so much, and we'll stay in touch through all of this. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.